Hey.
How is everybody?
Good. How are you today? Last one.
Last one.
Last round table of the day.
Right.
Yeah, this is a darker room.
Yeah. Need to keep it with the mood lighting.
Very, very moody in here.
This is the mood room.
No windows.
So, how smart is the guy that you're playing in this movie? Because he seems to be managing a lot of super smart guys and sometimes seems like he's a little out of his depth, I guess.
How smart is he? Well, I like to think he's extremely smart. these guys are all pretty sharp guys. I think my job is more of a supervisor role. So I don't know if, you know, he probably doesn't know everything about, computers that some of these other coders and hackers sort of know.
Well, I guess my question is more just about like sort of how you wanted to play him as this sort of middle management guy in the midst of all of this extremely highly technically complex.
Yeah, he's sort of more of a, you know, more of a supervisor than you know, this brilliant hacker. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How challenging is it to sort of, because you have very, very few moments on screen to sort of put the character across, as opposed to carrying a movie, which you've done already, so if you talk about...
Sure, yeah, that's a good question. Luckily, this character is sort of written that he challenges, you know, other people's belief systems, other characters' belief systems in the movie. There's a scene where they are all around the fire and they're talking about, you know, what they believe in and what's right, what's wrong. So I think in those instances you get a strong vision, or you get at least a strong point of view from a character, which is always nice. So you're not just another, you know, stock guy. You're sort of like, well, he believes in that, and that's him. And you can go, okay.
Is he an amalgam of different people?
Yeah.
He's not based on one person?
No, yeah, he's an amalgamation.
Because I was going to say, there are probably a few people that were in that location that probably got in some trouble for not... are they in jail? I don't know.
That's probably classified or stuff I will never know about.
Hmm. Well, as far as you know, was the Rubik's Cube, was that real, or is that kind of a device for the film?
I don't know.
Okay.
Did you ask Joe that?
I didn't. I know. I'm like, you're our last.
He's the guy to ask about that. That's something you know, he probably talked about with Ed and when they met and I don't know.
Do you remember when the news broke about this? What was your reaction to it, and how has your personal computing skills changed, altered?
Well, my personal computing skills are pretty pathetic. So they haven't changed terribly. But when I read the news, it was sort of blurry because It was hard to decipher. I didn't really understand the difference between WikiLeaks, Snowden, what was going on, until I, you know, this process sort of took me down the rabbit hole a little bit and sort of understood, oh, okay, there's a difference. And I obviously watched the documentary and started to be more informed about it.
So you have a Band-Aid over your little camera on your laptop?
I do have a piece of tape over my camera, my laptop.
And you think twice about clicking OK and changing your passwords?
Sure do.
So this is radical behavior because nobody else is. I mean, a couple of people that came in, but I don't know anybody that's doing that.
That what?
That is
doing what?
Radically changing.
Oh, it's not. I wouldn't call it radical. No, I mean.
But it is.
That what I'm doing?
Yeah.
To change your password? I don't think so. I mean, people get hacked all the time. So is that radical, or is it radical to be just a little safer? I mean, I put a seatbelt on when I drive, too. You know?
What stage did you join this project? Did you get auditions? It's interesting, Joseph is 5 years older than you, but your character looks like older than him.
Well, that's wrinkles and sun and yeah, I can't, you know, I don't know what you want me to do about that.
So, what stage did you join this project? Is they already starting film or the audition?
No, I auditioned for Mr. Stone. I auditioned for Mr. Stone, mm-hmm. and apparently I did something he liked.
How was
the
work with him, with Father Stone?
It was Father Stone.
No, Oliver.
Oh, Oliver.
Father Stone.
Father Stone.
Oliver, sorry. Sorry about my accent.
Radical interpretation.
Yeah, very radical. I think it was really great. It was really nice to work with someone who knows exactly what they want. Sometimes you work with directors and they don't know what they want. It's really nice to work with someone who knows what they want and is not afraid to tell you when you're not doing it. Mm-hmm.
This outfit that, you know, he's supervising, basically. I mean, he's a young guy and he's kind of got all these other young guys that he's supervising, but he's also friends with them, too. This could have easily have been, like, you know, Google or, you know, Facebook. You know, all these guys, they're just, like, super young. They're in their 20s, maybe the early 30s and everything. To your understanding, I mean, I don't know how much research you did on the guy, you know, the guys that do, you know, the NSA stuff, but I would take it that they are pretty young and they, you know, pretty savvy, computer savvy people that if they weren't working here, they might be working at Google or something else. So did you do a lot of research in terms of who this guy was or who he's working with, you know, that type of thing? Or?
Yeah, the great thing about Oliver Stone is he's got so many people from so many walks of life, so he had an ex-NSA hacker who, you know, was there day one with us and sort of there through the whole process of filming to make sure we, you know, the jargon was right and we were doing the thing, how procedure would be and so they'd keep it authentic.
Mm. Could you talk a little bit about how you interfaced with this ex-NSA hacker on the set and what your impressions were and what were of him and did he give you any advice or...
Well, he showed us how easy it was within 5 minutes to hack into my computer from his computer and into my bank account.
What?
Yeah. He showed me within 5 minutes he can get into my bank account, get my passwords. Mm. So that was a pretty eye-opening experience. Where I said, oh, okay. So I...
Was that because you could keep your password on the computer?
No, I don't know. I couldn't tell you exactly how he does it. I'm sure he explained it to me at the time. I couldn't recite it though. It was stuff beyond my pay grade.
Do you have this to tell you where I'm coming from? You're an up and coming actor, so it's kind of interesting to see that you've chosen roles that not necessarily you're not the lead, or you're not like it's not like a stepping stone or strategy. So that's my question. Are you just doing stuff that interests you, or do you feel pressure to sort of you're building a career? Can you talk about that?
Well, no, I just try to be a part of good films. Mm-hmm. And every time you work with a great director, whether it's a small part or a big part, you learn something, and you. I think, you know, I'm just trying to be part of good films that I like, and usually those, I just follow great directors. So.
Do you feel you've learned something from them and that you might want to direct yourself at some point?
Sure, down the road. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, can you talk a little bit about working with Joseph?
He was great. He was really, really great. I mean, the guy obviously nailed the character. If you saw the movie, it's spot on. And he's just a total pro, and he knew exactly what he was doing, you know, every time you walk on set. So
he totally nailed the cadence and everything. Is he one of those actors that is in character most of the time? And if so, were you dealing with two personalities?
I'm sure he was doing his thing, you know, staying in character a little bit, but it was very cordial and very nice to work with, and it was quite pleasant, actually. Mm-hmm. But that's not always the case. Mm-hmm. Certain actors are a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Have you ever worked in that kind of an environment where there's so many people like that? Obviously not considering a film because there's so many people. But I mean, in that sort of environment, and would you ever be attracted to it?
Say that
like
again.
Like working for the government question. Or working for a Google, let's say.
Would I ever want to do that?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I want to wear a suit every day.
Wearing t-shirts.
Well, my character was wearing a suit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were the big fish.
I was the big fish.
Was there a scene in the movie that when you read the script that you felt like was most important to either you understanding the character or you presenting the character to the audience?
Sure, the scene around the fire with his point of view. And that's understanding the character. I mean, it was pretty easy because it was written. I think there was a lot more to that scene that probably didn't make the film, but it really sort of talked to, you know, this character's belief systems, what he thought was right and wrong, and that tells you a lot about a character, you know, what he says, what others say about him, you know, their point of view. When that kind of stuff is written for you, it makes it easier to understand a character, and you say, okay, I can sort of do some research on someone like that, and I know somebody like that, maybe I'll go hang with him for a little bit and do a little character study, because that stuff isn't always written in scripts, and you have to sort of ask questions and, you know, maybe make it up in your head.
Do you tend to be very politically engaged? And
no, not at all. I don't do politics at all.
Not even now after making this film?
No, not at all.
Well, did this inform you in a way that changed an opinion or a perspective that you previously had?
Well, that's the great thing about this film is everybody gets their own opinion mm-hmm. about it, and the audience gets to decide. Mm-hmm.
Is that a conscious choice on your behalf, or are you just led by passion and interest?
What?
To just sort of leapfrog over that whole political kind of landscape that we're in right now.
Yeah, it's conscious. I mean, I'm not sleeping through life, hopefully.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
You
well
too.
Done.
Thanks.
Get some rest.
Get some rest, huh?
Well, it was the last table anyway.
Thank you very much.
All right.